Patrick Quinn moves fast on the luge, but not fast enough. His dream to qualify for the Olympics has ended in disappointment again. We've been following the 39-year-old sports agent as he has tried to make the U.S. Olympic team in the sport of doubles luge. Quinn failed to make it as a speed skater in 1998 and 2002. Yesterday, he and his luge partner competed in one final Olympic qualifying race. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Patrick Quinn predicted his third try at the Olympics would have a dramatic finish. Yesterday in Lake Placid, New York, Quinn and his partner Christian Nickham had a race-off with fellow American lugers Preston Griffall and Dan Joy. Three runs down the icy track, the team with the fastest two runs would win and go to the Turin Winter Olympics in February. The winners, by 12 hundredths of a second, were Griffall and Joy. Here's Patrick Quinn.
That's this sport. It's microseconds. Another couple of years of my life comes down to 12 hundredths of a second.
The narrow defeat was bitterly disappointing for Quinn. Still, after the race, he told the winners he was okay and that they should celebrate the moment. Quinn says he's not sure about continuing on with his time-consuming Olympic dream, one that began as a child. He's 39 now. His daughter is 2.
The price tag for chasing this dream just keeps going up and up, and I don't want to miss anymore of her life. I don't know, maybe someday she'll be the Olympian.
Quinn says there's a good chance he'll still go to Turin, but as a sports agent, working for clients who'll compete in the Games. Tom Goldman, NPR News.